Ottawa's mayor is calling on several Conservatives MPs and a senator from Saskatchewan to apologize for praising the anti-vaccine mandate protest that has brought the capital's downtown to a standstill for close to a week. A photo shows MPs Warren Steinle, Kevin Waugh, Andrew Scheer, Fraser Tolmie, Rosemary Falk and Senator Denise Batters grinning, some giving the thumbs up, in front of one of the protest trucks, which have been barricading roads and honking horns in the city almost nonstop since Saturday. On Twitter, Waugh said a few of Saskatchewan caucus members went to show their appreciation for the hard-working, patriotic truckers who have kept our supply chains healthy and grocery shelves stocked for the past 2 years. He added, "It's great to see Canadians championing freedom on Parliament Hill." Mayor Jim Watson responded on Twitter by calling the action an absolute disgrace, saying residents have been harassed by protesters and businesses have been forced to close. On Wednesday, Ottawa's police chief said all options are on the table, including calling in the military, to end the ongoing demonstration that was being called an occupation by some city councillors. Police estimate they have already spent more than $3 million to manage the protest and respond to emergencies. In comparison, the Canada 150 celebrations on Parliament Hill in 2017 cost Ottawa police about $1.5 million. There have been calls for the more than $10 million raised by protest organizers on the crowdfunding site GoFundMe to go toward the costs of policing the demonstrators and reparations for their behavior. GoFundMe says it has paused and is reviewing the fundraising campaign to ensure it complies with its terms of service.